you're really starting to feel, it looked like you feel comfortable, or more comfortable returning punts and being back there, and you know, obviously had some success this past game. Can you kind of speak to that? Maybe are you getting a little bit more comfortable in your role?
Yes, sir. As we continue to practice each week, I just get a better feel for the punt return game, and the punt return unit's coming along good. We're finding blocks, and we're starting to win at the lines to help open up all the seams. So everything is coming together great, and just trying to get better each and every week.
Do you feel like that took some weight off your shoulders because it's been some time, or at least really breaking that first one out?
Absolutely. It's given me definitely a lot more confidence and a different approach towards returning it. So I just hoping that get some big returns and touchdowns on this unit as each week comes.
You filled that one inside the 10, I think. Maybe inside the 5.
Yeah,
it was close.
He tried to cross kick it because he usually rugby's to his left, so he tried to cross kick it, and I went back across field and got it, and decided I had a little room, so I just decided to return it, man.
I was gonna say, is there a rule generally that Jimbo says, hey, don't field it inside the 10, or do you kind of just say, hey, we need a spark here?
Yeah, typically depending if it's a sky kick, you know, you want to fair catch those and you know, because kind of field them, but in that instance I had a little space, so it was just a go ahead and just return it.
The ability to kind of feel what's coming at you as far as the defenders, but still keeping your eye on the ball the entire time, you feel like you've gotten better at that, and if so, how long did it take to get to where you are?
Well, my receivers coach Craig, he's also the returners coach, he's helped me try to get my eye up on the ball, locate it, and then take it off for a split second and look down to see where the defenders are, and then be able to get my eyes back on the ball and still be able to field it. So that's definitely helped me a lot, and I've been working on that a lot in practice each week. So
how do you feel the receivers have been so far through 6 weeks of the year?
Oh, we've been coming along really well. As you know, Jamon Osmond got hurt, but we've had guys, you know, step up and fill into their role in practice. And as our numbers are getting low, guys just got to keep stepping up each week. So, and we continue to improve. So,
you know, there's not been like one dominant guy out there. How nice is it to know that anybody can make a play at any given time for you guys? Because it seems like somebody else every game.
It's great. Because it keeps the confidence in all the guys, and when their number and when their name's called on, you know, anyone can step in that role and make the big play that we need. So, I mean, it's great for the receiving room, not just having one guy that's just getting all the receptions, and it keeps everyone, you know, in check. So it's good.
About how many tickets are you leaving for every home game here, being so close to home?
About 5 or 6, as many as I actually can get. You know, I got friends and family trying to come to the game, so about 5 or 6 about every single game. So
you having to barter with some other players to get some extra ones?
Yeah, absolutely, and it's tough, man, because everyone's looking for tickets.
Yeah.
So we asked Kellen about the touchdown pass to Jace. He said that was meant for him. From your perspective, is that the way it was? Was Cam in the wrong place at the right time? I guess
he was a little deep on the route. I could definitely see that he was looking for Jace. I could kind of tell it too, but Cam was kind of deep, but I'm just glad the ball still got to Jace, so we're good.
What does the addition of a guy like Jace do to the receiving core, and how much does it kind of help all y'all go about it when you've got a guy who can be that open and do those kind of things?
It kind of takes the pressure off you as much, because you know you're not having to get the ball, you know, every single play or having to be press coverage every single play, and you know he's getting open and allowing, you know, everybody else to get open, because they're gonna have to eventually guard him and stop him. So he's definitely opened up the passing game for us as a whole and helped us get open as receivers as well.
Schematically, what's the toughest thing about having to work a tight end to your scheme in the offseason? I mean, what's that process look like?
The blocking schemes, passing schemes, knowing the passing routes, the passing plays, having a tight end is definitely very difficult, and it's a very difficult position.
I know Kentucky's defense was good, and obviously Bama's, and how do you be more consistent on offense, Rashad? I mean, we see you guys move it sometimes, and then it's like, what the heck are they doing? You know, it's like a totally different team at some point. How do you be more consistent?
It's just small things, you know, the small things in practice, you know, getting your foot in the right place or knowing your protections, you know, as we continue to go on along of the season, you know, we just got to work on the small things, you know, to help us improve. So
they're not big things that are holding you guys back?
Absolutely not. I mean, things from, you know, like – Kellen on a missed throw, you know, keeping your eyes, your shoulders up, your arm up, you know, just the small things, or as a receiver, just looking the ball in, you know, things like that. It's small things.
So you still kind of got that quarterback mentality. You ever give him any pointers or anything? Or
I definitely don't have that quarterback mentality anymore. It's definitely left me, okay. For sure.
Looking for that first, I guess, true SEC road win this season. Just kind of what's the mindset going to Columbia and kind of a tough environment, I guess?
We just continue to take each week one by one and continue to grow as a whole and as a unit. And we really think, you know, we have a good chance at continuing to win these SEC games, and that going on the road to a team like South Carolina, it's definitely going to be tough, but you know, I think we can get the job done if we just continue to do what we've been doing.
What does a close overtime win do like that? I mean, you were so close earlier, Rashad, now to finally get, you know, AP top 25 win in the fashion you did in overtime, what's that do for you guys?
It definitely builds confidence for our team, and you know, we have trust in Jimbo, so I mean, we're just going to get back to work and continue to do what we've been doing.
What's the biggest thing that receivers need to improve on, I guess, at this point in the year?
I'm going to say probably our blocking. We need to continue to block and to help Trevion once he reaches that second level to be able to break those 15-yard runs and make them, you know, into 50. So if we could just continue to work on our blocking, I think we'd be good.
How do you feel? You knew a lot about this program just going up down the street. What is something a couple of years in now that you wouldn't have expected about being a part of this program?
Just being with these guys, with these teammates, and this incredible coaching staff. You know, this is a great group of guys, and they're helping us become great men and also great football players. So,
for a punt returner, how much does it help having a guy like Braden kicking to you in practice?
Man, it helps an unbelievable lot, because you don't face many guys, if any guys, that's like Braden. So, I mean, he's in practice punting them 60, 70 yards. You know, I got to run back and field those. So it actually takes a lot of stress off in the game. You know, those punts are a little easier to field.
I wonder if at a game, do you normally watch, would you normally take time to actually watch your punter punt? Or is it just a different thing with him?
Oh, no, I always watch Braden's punt. His punts amaze me, because people don't understand, like, when you're the returner, like, what it's like trying to field those punts. So it definitely amazes me.
One of the former coaches around here used to say catching a punt is the hardest thing to do in football, or right up near the top. Would you agree with that?
No, it's definitely very, very difficult. When once the ball is in the air, depending on the wind or how the ball's rotating and spinning, you never know where it could possibly land.
So how do you focus in on it at that point?
I just try to see the ball off his foot, so you can always tell, like, whenever it's coming off his foot, if it's, you know, spinning backwards, obviously it's going to land short, but if it's like still spiraling over, then it's going to just continue to keep flying.
What are the challenges of when that punt's going back over your head and you're having to kind of range back on it?
Probably more so of less trying to find out where the guys are down the field, and knowing, you know, to whether or not to fair catch it or to just, you know, return it. That's probably the most difficult.
What have you heard from some of these guys here that have been to Columbia before about the atmosphere and sandstorm and everything else that goes along with it?
I heard it's pretty crazy, and I heard it's pretty loud. They got some pretty tough fans is what I heard from, so I'm excited to get down there and on the road and play these guys and see what it's like for myself.